missing out on that open road. You can be my full-time daddy while I'm gone, singing blues has been getting old. You can be my full-time baby out of cold. Don't break me down. We'll be right back.
ultimate rock radio with your host, FR, on WMFO in Medford.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe. From around the globe.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
With your host, FR. Fridays at 10 a.m.
Keep it locked.
Ultimate Rock Radio. Radio.
On WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
And live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Fridays at 10 a.m.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
Only here on WMFO.
And don't forget to check out UltimateRockRadio.com.
I'm just a body holding water, making hay. We'll be right back. lot of, it's a lot of, it's a lot of cold nights, hunger pains in this. Water whipping on some cane in this. Probably when they hit the slang in this. It's a lot of, it's a lot of cold tears, hard times in this. Murder can't stay off my mind in this. Ain't no love, she don't reside in this. Waking up in cold sweats, I'm soaking wet. Ain't got the stomach, good mind for this. You ever had to work a dope line? See your homie mom standing live for this. It's a lot of, it's a lot of choppers, a lot of dirty guns in this. It's all funny games till the need the bailout and ain't got the funds in this. Only come around me when you're down on your luck. Ask who the fuck I trust me, I can never trust, man. Popping in another clip and if they catch me slipping, at least I never duck, man. Ask who the fuck I trust me, I can never trust, man. Get the switches, got the mixing up the thing, dirty up the dishes. Customary, obituary, put your inside a homicide edition. Suck me in the dark of 26s, on the videos of bitches. Ask who the fuck I trust me, I can never trust these.
Help me get away from this godforsaken place I'm in. You should run away if you ain't really ready for the way I live. It makes my heart break when I see gangsters turn to angels. Yet I'm still grateful, and I would never ever want to trade it. It's a lot of got my body love to take me. It's a lot of but I want to see my babies. Help me get away from this godforsaken place I'm in. No flatter, pay the driver.
Yeah. Obituary, put your ass out of homicide edition. Dipping in a dunk of 26 and mixing up the fin, dirtied up the dishes. It's a lot of, it's a lot of stab wounds, scars, stitches on my body. Wanna take the spirit out my body. Took a hit, but I ain't snitching on nobody. I done whooped across the map to get a whacked across a couple time zones. Diary confessions of a killer. I see dead faces with my eyes closed. Feel like never really met a plug, all imaginary Pablos. Diary confessions of a killer. I see dead faces with my eyes closed. It's a lot of false flagging on the gang. Steady ducking calls over chains on the gram, pouting off a name. It's a lot of, it's a lot of. Said it's a lot of fighting versus one of me. Before I run off, they gon' have to murder me. I reminisce on what this done to me. A lot of white sheet, yellow tape dreams. When your life a nightmare, you can't dream. So instead of running, trying to chase dreams, I was making sure to stay clean. It's a lot of. It's on the state team, give a white sheet, yellow tape dreams. Tying up as I don't chase dreams. I was making sure to stay clean. It's a lot.
Help me get away from this godforsaken place I'm in. You should run away if you ain't really ready for the way I live. It makes my heart break when I see gangsters turn to angels. Yet I'm still grateful, and I would never ever want to trade it. It's a lot of got my body love to take me. It's a lot of, but I want to see my babies. Help me get away from this godforsaken place I'm in. No flatter, pay the driver to go the opposite way of Vegas.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car. Which, if you're buzzed,
6 to 8 to 9 to 10 4.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You make me happy with the things you
good to hold no seance. What's gone is gone and you can't bring it back around. Won't do no good to hold no searchlight. You can't illuminate what time is anchored down. Simulate the presence of a man. Won't do no good asking no questions. Your divination should acquaint you with the plan. Is as boundless as the dark. Won't do no good to throw no fist, babe. You can't intimidate me back into your arms. Because we'll be right back.
understand you. I promise I do not understand you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
Did you like when I count off?
Yeah.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Being right here, it's just an idea. We can't let it disappear. Searching through the night for someone so dear. Doesn't it feel better when you hold me near? How fast the time goes, we say it all the time. Look at the cardinals now, resting on the vine. Searching through the day for someone so dear. Doesn't it feel better when you hold me near? Doesn't it feel better?
Doesn't it feel better when you let it in?
No respect at all. When I was a baby, I was breastfed by my father.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rodney.
Yes, this is my moment when fate took my hand. But once in a lifetime, I can't sing. What the hell am I singing for, huh? I'll be doing card tricks next, weather reports, whatever you want. But it's nice seeing some folks here from television, tell you that. But one guy gave me a hard time. He kept looking at me and looking at me. He said, what do I know you from, you know? I said, you ever watch a Tonight Show, Johnny Carson? He said, yeah, you too. Hey, good crowd, huh? You know me, I love crowds. I love crowds. And as a kid, my house was always crowded, always people around. You know, I come from a big old-fashioned, hard-working, stupid family. That's what I come from. What a dumb family I got. Are you kidding? Last week, I looked up my family tree. I found out I'm the sap. My old man, he was dumb too, my old man. He worked in a bank. They caught him stealing pens. I tell you, I can't relax, you know? Well, the other night I felt like having a few drinks. I went over to the bartender and said, surprise me. He showed me a naked picture of my wife. My wife, I got no sex life either. She cut me down once a month. Oh, I'm lucky. Two guys I know, she cut out completely. Like, I met one of the guys. I told him, who told you could fool around my wife? He said, everybody. My wife. Well, last night she told me she wants to have sex in the back seat of the car and she wants me to drive. Good life, we have a car now. You're a good laugher here, baby. How you doing? I love a guy with a good laugh. You're all right, baby. Huh? Where you from, bud? The questions get hotter as I go along, you know. I'm not going to follow you home. What are you worrying about, for crying out loud, huh? Where you from again? Whereabouts? Jersey? No wonder. I got enough trouble over here. Don't you start now. Will you please? Whereabouts in Jersey, huh? Wayne, New Jersey. Oh, Wayne. Oh, you city slicker. All right. I'm in a good mood, though, I'll tell you that. I just signed a big contract with General Motors for 2 years. I bought a new car. I always get stuck when I buy a car. The salesman always says she's a beauty. He never says he's a beauty, and I find out why, because a car and a girl are very much alike. I mean, with either one, a car or a girl, how many times in a cold morning when you really need it, it won't turn over? What the hell? Nice to see the love in the room, anyway. Man, there's too much hate in the world today. People always fight with each other. It's awful. The trouble with me is I'm too easygoing. Last night I had dinner in a Chinese restaurant. I opened my fortune cookie. Inside was a guy's check next to me. I said to my buddy, I got your check. He said, thanks. I know, I mean, it's wise guys. You take a little vacation. I spoke to some guy who works in a travel agency. He told me I could spend 6 nights in Puerto Rico. No days, just 6 nights in Puerto Rico. I said to myself, well, I do myself days. I do whatever you want. Just keep out of Puerto Rico. Well, you had to get away once in a while, take a little vacation. I went to Paris last year. In Paris. Are you folks been to Paris? How about Pennsylvania? Well, I guess Pennsylvania is more popular than Paris. What do I know? But, I like to get away once in a while. What the heck? I just did a one-nighter in Milwaukee, and she was lovely. I wish I came to the Midwest, and I lived in a nice, adjusted town. You know, really, it was nice. I had a wooden frame house with a screen door in the back of the kitchen. My brother and sister were Marianne and Biff. I had a fat maid named Annie. I walk her with a tennis racket, smack her in the ass. She goes, oh, that boy! And Dad worked for the bank for 30 years. Vice president, very adjusted man, Dad. Churchgoer, never smokes, drinks, or gambles. Then you read about these guys. What, did they pick up an axe and wipe out the whole family, you know? But the next day, the cops come around. What happened here? What kind of man was he? He was a quiet man. A very quiet man. Where was I? Oh, I was in Paris. Yes, I was in Paris. Went to a place called the Crazy Horse Saloon. Little French girl saw me there. There's the owner right over there. I'm going to see her. A little French girl saw me. She looked at me. She said, you're cute. And then she told me you're medicamented best lovers. And then she said, well, you're medicamented comedians are the best lovers. And I walked away. I figured I was too good for her. Who the hell needs that? She's really good. She's a lovely girl, though. She told me she was a world traveler. Then she told me what her trip cost, and I told her we live in two different worlds. She was a lovely girl. In fact, that night took me to a wild party. I played a new version of Russian roulette. We passed around six girls, and one of them had VD. I don't know. People say to me, what do you like about a girl that goes legs? Are you a leg man? Are you a breast man? Are you an ass man? I don't know what I am. I think I must be an ass man, you know? Yeah, people always say to me, you're an ass man. I'll tell you what's embarrassing. You see a great ass, you follow it, it turns out to be a guy. Am I too fast for this whole table over here? What is it, huh? There's a lot of things I can't figure out. I was in a place the other night, and this place was girls dancing with no clothes on, naked. And they wouldn't let me in. I didn't have a tie and a jacket. Oh, yesterday was a beauty. I asked a cab driver, where can I get some action? He took me to my house. There's a lot of things going on around my house. Well, the other night in front of my house, I saw a guy jogging naked. I said to him, how come? He said, because you came home early. Well, last week I really got stuck. I went to a discount massage parlor with self-service. I'll tell you, my sex life had nothing anyway. You kidding? My sex life. My biggest thrill is self-inflicted hickeys. What a sex life. I told a girl from Allstate, what I want to put in your hands, you'll never sell me insurance. What a sex life. The only reason I get any girls at all is because of who I am, a rapist. I'm not a sexy guy. No, I'm not sexy. Well, this morning when I put on my underwear, I could hear the Fruit of Loom guys giggling. I'm a bad lover. You're kidding? Very bad lover. You know, I caught a peeping Tom booing me. No, but some guys, they do anything to get girls. I was trying to get girls. Well, I was taking my dog for a walk. I figured some girls say, oh, what a cute dog. But before you start talking, you get the girl. Didn't work out. My dog is too smart, you know. He was using me to go to the dogs. No, but dogs are smart, really are. I mean, a guy meets a girl, is not sure if he likes her, takes her out a few times, spends all kinds of money. A dog don't do this. Dog goes out with one smell. She's for me, knows right away, you know? Yeah, but women have a lot of control, I'll tell you that. You know? I can tell when they go to the ladies' room. You know, a woman never goes and she has to go. She always goes and someone else has to go. I hear them talk. I don't care. I'll go now, later, whenever you have to go. How do I do that? I have no idea. A lot of women act so classy. They never say, I'm going to the bathroom. They have to powder my nose. If that's where her nose is, in a lot of trouble, I'll tell you that. Now, I'll tell you a place you have to control yourself in a bank, but a lot of banks never see a men's room. They have men's rooms only for the employees. You have to work there to use it. I was at the bank last week. I had to go so bad, I applied for a job. But it's nice when you borrow money from a bank. You know, if you miss a payment, you get notices like, have you forgotten us? Perhaps we crossed in the mail or something. You know, you borrow money from a Shylock is different. As a kid, I bought $100 from a Shylock. I paid him back $20 a week for 5 years. I still owed him $450. Now, how the hell are you? You do a lot of things. You're coming out of the kidney when I'm getting older now. I know I'm getting older. I'm at the age now, to me, shooting up means the enema bag. Shouldn't get old. At my age, I want two girls at once. If I fall asleep, they got each other to talk to. You know when you get old, you get certain signs. I walked past a cemetery, two guys ran after me with shovels. I don't care about sex anymore. To me, food is exciting. I tell you what, me, eating has replaced sex completely. In fact, I had a mirror put in over my kitchen table. Oh, the other night I was embarrassed. While I was eating, my kid walked in. I grabbed my napkin, I covered my main dish, you know?